So, but we might be streaming now, right?
We are. We're
live. Yeah, we're live. We're live. So, whenever Tay figures out what the hell she's doing, she'll get on here, I guess. So, all right, whatever. All right. Let's go.
Let's just go.
Yeah. She'll get on eventually, I guess.
Yeah, dude. All right, man. Let me hit some intro music. Hello and welcome to the Ritual Misery Podcast, episode beta 63 for, I don't even know what day it is because I don't have my script up. What's up, man? How are you doing today, Kent?
I'm fine. It's the 8th of January, by the way.
Yeah, the 8th of January. There we go. Beta 63 for the 8th of January. Look, one of us has to have show notes up when we do these things, man. This is...
Oh, my God, man. This is going to be one of those shows.
Like, it was your week.
If it could go wrong, it's going
to
go wrong.
It was your week to have the show notes up. I don't understand why you're so confused.
Well, I have them up, but I'm not the one that reads them.
Look, minor difficulties, all right? how has your week been?
My week has been busy. I've been doing a lot of promotion for this show, letting everybody know that Tay Allen is going to be on the show, but...
Is she?
Man. Well, that's the rumor. I guess we'll see.
I saw some tweets about eventually. That, but I haven't actually seen the the fruits of those labors.
Yeah, so I've been doing a lot of social media advertising and trying to get some bits together and stuff for the show, and I don't know, man. Other than that, work's been crazy and busy. I don't know. What have you been up to?
Well, working my ass off this week. Finally published Undaunted, the first couple episodes of that. And then coming into the weekend, the dude up north decided to start messing around. And now we are on a two-hour recall period and no drinking, just in case he wants to get frisky. So,
well, I'll be sure to drink enough for the both of us.
Well, I'm sure you should. That should definitely happen. You should make sure that gets started there. So, so with everything kind of going crazy, man, I don't know. I say we just go ahead and just jump into the meat of the podcast, since we're not really going to have a chance to introduce Tay and stuff. So,
right.
What do you say? We just cut straight into this right here. This week, I am my talk. It's going to be kind of an interesting experiment. I'm just going to go ahead and play the talk. How's that sound to you, man?
Yeah, man. Cool? Just do it. Roll it.
All right, man. And play.
Hello, Tay Talk audience. Thank you so much for joining me here in Austin, Texas. It is a pleasure. I am so excited that you've brought me here today. I'm looking forward to presenting to you a bunch of questions that I have no intention to answer, and then my time will run out. Now, in this prestigious auditorium, I'm excited to talk to you about OcPop. What is OcPop? Is it time for me to stop texting that British guy who I met on OkCupid 3 years ago, but he hasn't really responded since? Is the universe real? All questions we will tackle today. Now, when I received my Bachelor of Arts at the University of Southern California, a very prestigious institution, I spent many longorious days playing with gay men and making shitty music videos for the School of Theater talent show. Now, who knew at that time that the trials of those efforts and that incredible creativity would lead to millions of views of hate and wonder? How many Tays does it take to make chocolate rain? A question I urge you to ask your children. Now, I like to think of my virality as sort of a gift to the masses. A plague, some would call me, but the world didn't know that it had been conditioned to repress all of the gloriously awkward things that connect us to each other and allow us to shoot the shit. I, with my revolutionaries known as Taters, and they are the true ironic ones, because while they are filled with gumptions, A tater tot is rather lumpy and often bland. I and my taters rose through the muck of Cosmo quizzes and BuzzFeed articles to make truly gripping, awkward, uncomfortable content. One day, the world will be ready, and we may not do particle physics or quantum mechanics or engineering, but what we do is so much stronger because we are the awkward revolution that will change the face of, well, at least the 20 people watching this in chat room right now, forever. Thank you. Thank you. Please buy my book. It's 99 cents in the Amazon store. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Oh my God. Okay. So
that was awesome.
So which part of awkward do you want to get into now? Because I've got two very distinct points that are just ripping, ready, roaring to go.
Ripping, ready, roaring. Okay. Well, gentlemen, okay. let me take off my glasses for that. They also were really hurting my eyes. All right. So, yes.
So as soon as you started talking about your gifts, the camera actually dropped down to your boobs. I don't know if that was intentional, but had such an amazing effect.
Yes! I wish I had planned that. Okay.
And the other thing is, when we first started, when I clicked over to show you in your own window, it showed Kent again. So for the first minute and a half of that, you were talking, but Kent was laughing just double on screen.
That's perfect. That's good, because who knows what the fuck I'm doing over here. All right, I've got this like light from Amazon it was $5.99, and it's like, oh, but I don't know how to make it stay on my computer. And, you know, going to use this iPhone 6S Plus. Got the 4K camera. Nope. Useless. Thanks, Apple.
Oh, my gosh. This is the most amazing thing ever. We always talk about we're still in beta because shit always goes wrong. Then we have Tay on, and holy fuck, shit hits the fan.
Yeah, we actually had one of our friends was like, he's a Squidicus in the chat realm. He said, "Oh no, you're gonna have Tay Allen on. You might actually make it out of beta." Nope.
Right now, gentlemen, welcome to the pits of my despair.
You might go back to Alpha after this. Holy shit!
Holy crap! Oh, man.
Oh, my God. So, Tay, how have you been? What have you been up to?
Well, I am so excited to be here. I am so happy that this all worked out and that you guys asked me to come on. I've been looking forward to this all week. Nice to see you both in person. Kent, he told me the story of how we met. I was really wasted, obviously. I think that was the time I had to Tay and, like, hi, my name is on my boobs, and that's never a good sign.
Actually, that was. That was, yeah.
I forgot about that till now. Oh, my God.
You know, it was like a costume piece. but it is good to be seeing you guys again and talking, and, yeah, I'm just excited to be really goofy because, boy, that's how this has started, so that's what we got.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so real quick, you have a rather interesting origin story as far as being the awkward blonde on the internet with the music stuff.
That is the nicest thing any man has ever said.
She's in love, Amos.
I'm here to please. Wow.
Endinmatch.com.
Oh man, so yeah, I can only fail at this so many times before it happens. So give us a quick rundown, your 30-second story on how you got to where you are.
Sure. Grew up super fat, 200 pounds, no friends, trailer tailor. That gave me social skills. Was hated in middle school, then was like bitchy in high school because I was so used to being like, this is gonna be like a minute, people being mean. But I learned, so I was hated in high school a little bit. Then I went to college and I blossomed and I started making these really creepy music videos. And I was like, oh my God, my life has changed. Everyone loves me now. It's going to be great. YouTube instantaneously hated on YouTube. But I like to think I know how to make friends. So for like the 10% of us who get it, we can be friends.
Okay. So what name do you commonly refer to your fan base as?
Taters.
Okay.
And it doesn't make any sense because that means Tay haters. But you guys did it to yourself. You chose Taters. I was trying to do like Team Tay and all this commercial bullshit, and you wouldn't let Taters go.
You shall not fight the organic bad name.
You can't. I love it. We're just relishing in the hate constantly, and it's fantastic.
Just marinate in it.
Oh, ooh, such a good time. So you went to USC, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Southern California.
Wait, UFC? You're a fighter? You're in the UFC?
Oh, my God. Don't you know it? No, USC, and don't ask me to recall too much of that, because I was drunk for most of that, too.
At least you're consistent.
Yeah. Oh, my God, guys. I don't think I've said this before on air, but fuck it. I was... like, you know, because I did grow up like so gross. I was, when I got there, I was like, oh my God, like I never drank. I was a virgin until I was 21. So I was like, this is partying. This is fun. But I was in like the theater school. So we would throw these parties, like for like intense costume parties. And for some reason, I thought it was really cool. And like, don't do this at home, kids, but like to be like the naked girl. So like, I wasn't ever naked, but I would find really inventive, crazy ways to wear like nothing. So like one of the parties we threw, it was like, and theater parties were kind of cool. Like people would come because they knew we had cheap food. Like they'd pay $5 and we'd basically hand them like a liter of vodka. So it was actually a fun thing to do. Yeah, we'll do it again. But I remember we had one, and it was like insane asylum themed, or like medical doctor insane asylum. So I decided to be the Red Cross, which entailed literally one strip of red fabric going this way, one going this way, covering my cooch. And that was...
Oh, my God.
Like, see, Ken, this is why we should have gone to college.
Right? Oh, my God.
I know.
Damn Air Force. This is bullshit. You don't have parties like that in the Air Force.
Well, you got me now, boys.
Oh,
yay!
Man.
Yay! This is more fun. But yeah, I don't know why I decided to. Oh, USC. Yeah, that describes it all.
Amazing.
And then you decided that wasn't awkward enough for you, so you went back to Austin.
Yeah, I mean, well, my crazy mini story about Austin. People have heard this. Is that I didn't know Brian and Justin and all of them were in Austin. I had no idea. I went to high school in Austin. My family still lives out here. Came back for South By, performed at South By, realized that they all lived here, then met Chat Realms, Zach, and Brant, and they wanted to shoot my next music video. So we came together and did that, and it just sort of like started rocking and rolling. But everyone here is nerdy and geeky and techie, so why would I go back to LA where like all the gay guys were like 5'8 and gay, and I was standing in a corner, like, working at a Mexican Hooters. You know, what's up?
See, now those are some valid points. You know, we aspire to destroy all of Texas except for Austin, because neither one of us really enjoys the state, but Austin holds a special place in our hearts.
Yep. Austin can remain. Austin is awesome.
Yeah. That's,
okay.
And,
that's cool. Well, if you're going to destroy Austin, just give me a heads up and I'll Periscope it, because I'm really needing some Periscope content. My Periscope game is not very strong right now.
Well, I don't know. I've actually heard that your Periscopes are a special event. They're like if you have not seen a Tay Allen Periscope, you need to find one and watch it, because I've seen a couple myself and I've thoroughly enjoyed them. And Kent was saying that earlier today you had one that was just epic.
Zumba. Zumba for the win.
Describe what you thought of that as a male. I'd really love that opinion. For those wondering, you can find it on my Facebook page. So if you're like really drunk after this and you just want idle, but yeah, go.
First of all, Kent, if you're going to describe her Periscope, you're going to have to show your hands, because we're not doing that on this show.
Oh, okay, right.
I was
not. Oh, okay. So, All right, so I was just going through social media to see who just like retweeted me or who just shared the latest Ritual Misery Facebook post or whatever. And the first thing that comes up when I open up Facebook was Tay Allen is periscoping or something like that. And I was like, oh God, what is she doing? So I go to it. And actually, it was really cool because the first thing that she says, or one of the first things she says, is, hey, I'm about to do the Ritual Misery podcast. So I was like, yay, free advertisement.
Yeah.
So she starts doing Zumba after tech fail and then like another tech fail.
I see a trend.
So then
why am I a fucking viral sensation? It is the worst thing that could
happen. But she fails in the cutest ways. So she's dancing in her pajamas, basically. And I wouldn't say it's the worst dancing that I've ever seen. But I don't know if I'd say it was the best either.
Whoa, what a scathing review. Like she thought I was mean with the stuff that I was saying. And, you know, you're in here like cutting her down on her dancing skills, man. I would like to see you periscope dance sometime.
That would be...
I thought that was very, very kind of Kent to say. I am elated. Because I definitely thought I was the worst white girl dancer. I tried really hard, and I'm still in those pajamas. Let's be honest. That was really sweet.
She's all comfort from the waist down and all business from the waist up. That's how that's how Tay rolls on the podcast.
I counted 3 times during the periscope that she mentioned the Ritual Misery podcast. So I was like, yay. But my favorite part of the whole stream was about the last 15 to 20 seconds where she was trying to figure out how to end the stream.
Oh my God. Yeah, that went on for a really long time, and I was so nervous because I kept pushing the screen to make it stop, and it kept flipping the camera. I was like, oh, what am I going to say? What am I going to do?
At least there was nothing on the other side of the camera that you didn't want shown.
Just my dirty-ass kitchen. Oh. There you go.
Everybody's got one of those.
Yep.
Yeah, I definitely do. Oh man! So
it was so much fun.
This is awesome, and I love y'all's name. I think Ritual Misery is genius and fantastic.
Well, thank you.
Well, it started out as the name of a metal band.
I was gonna say you should make a song called Ritual Misery and just groan.
and have you sing it?
Oh, I would love to. I'll practice. I know my voice is a little high to just Maybe actually to display misery, if I even made it higher, that could be like true misery.
Oh, yes. Yes. Let's do that.
So the
Ritual's next hit.
Yeah.
Tay
does awkward metal.
Yeah, awkward metal. It's the next phase of the Tay Allen experience.
I was thinking awk rock. But awkward metal or like octal, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Metox.
Maybe chat room can do something.
Yeah. Get on it. Sick 'em. Yeah.
Oh man. So the Ritual of the Misery name is actually ripped out of a Metallica song, out of the Master of Puppets, and so we named our high school band that, and it just kind of stuck. So everything we've ever done that's been creative in any way, shape, or form has been Ritual Misery something. So when we went to do a podcast, it was like, well, what are we going to call it? And Kent was like, are you fucking kidding me? Yeah. Like you already know.
That's awesome.
So
I love that. Isn't that cool when you are doing things now, like all of us being later in life, but you look back and you had that start younger and it kind of comes full circle?
Oh, yeah.
I've been really vibing on that lately, like doing soul searching and stuff, or like y'all like getting started with this. It's incredible, like, before we got jobs and we're inundated with social media, because all of us are older, you know, we're not 13, like, that
you're
we kind of knew, No, guys, I'm not. I'm legal. Hey!
Super score!
Ask YouTube, I'm 54.
Oh, God.
Sigh.
You look really good for 54.
Hey, yeah. She's not 54. She's 13 for like the 30th time.
I don't know math. You can't.
Oh,
oh man. So my train of thought was completely derailed by the whole imagery of her being 54 and like
I know. Sorry.
That's enough to screw a person up.
Now, am I supposed to be watching the some kind of chat room? I'm not going to lie. I can't really figure this out. obviously.
The easiest way is to go to ritualmisery.com/live and okay, it's all right there. You don't...
The TV and it's not us, and I've just been like,
okay. Oh, because it's probably a different channel.
Yeah. If I knew that you're already there, I could have told you where to click it.
Guys, like, if I get there by the end of this,
it's
we're
a win,
A-okay.
Right?
We'll call it a success. So Amos, did you find time to do something geeky this week?
I published a new podcast. Like I actually published two episodes of a brand new podcast.
Yeah, that's right. It, though. Undaunted.
Undaunted.
I listened to both of the episodes. They're really cool.
Yeah.
If you're interested in doing a podcast, I highly recommend downloading Undaunted.
Yeah,
it's really good.
So every time Tay adjusts her camera to be more in frame, it looks like her boobs are attacking the camera, like they're surging up towards the camera. It's
really,
yeah. It's, like her face is just kind of like there, and then like her boobs are just coming up towards the camera, and then it like settles down again.
Well, I'm okay. Yeah. Oh, so there's a delay because now I'm on the website, but it's little. Yeah, no, fuck this. I'm just gonna keep talking to you guys. I have no idea.
for what it's worth, you don't need to actually watch the video. You can just check the chat at the very bottom of the page. If you want to read it, they're a little crazy in there. So,
oh my god, I love it. So I want everyone in the chat. I want you to know that they were amazing and gave me incredible instructions, step-by-step details. We were meeting 10 minutes before to get this together, and they are such pros and fabulous, and I am a total delinquent. That's all.
Still in beta. Hashtag still in beta.
Hashtag still in beta! Oh my god, I love that! I love that! Okay, boom.
You can go to ritualmisery.com/swag and buy shirts and coffee cups that say that.
Yeah, we embrace, like, you embrace awkwardness, we embrace beta. Like,
that's amazing.
See right there, like that, just like that right there. It's just,
so now I'm just doing it for fun.
There you go, chat realm. There's your boob shot for the night.
You're welcome chat
realm.
I want to hear more though. I didn't mean to cut you off about your podcast. So what is it about? I haven't listened yet.
So it's basically, I don't want to say interview, I have conversations with different podcasters from pretty much anywhere, you know, any podcaster. If you have a podcast, you're more than welcome to come on. And we just talk about, the good stuff, the bad stuff, where things have gone right, where they've gone wrong, and kind of each individual story of how and why they podcast.
Awesome.
It started because a lot of shows about podcasting are trying to sell you something or trying to get you to subscribe to a service or, you know, hey, I'm going to teach you a little bit. And then if you want to learn more, pay me here. And I was like, no, that's stupid.
Okay. Yes, we have something to discuss. I hate internet marketing. I cannot stand it. And I know I should be trying to sell shit. And that's what every doofus tells me. But like, I just completely agree with you, Amos. How empty and like skeezy and scammy is it to show someone like a 20-minute video? It, no offense, this is how I feel about TED Talks, where they're just posing a bunch of questions and no one really says anything. And then once you're finally engaged, it's like, well, for $49.95, like, I can't fucking teach you how to go viral. I made a song about a text message. I'm not going to charge you $18. Like, no.
Yeah.
Let's be friends, and I guess maybe at some point I'll get a manager and a giant record deal and, like, become a billionaire. Or not. But, yeah, I think it's so empty. I love that you are against that.
Yeah, it's a... I like to tell people that I'm doing the podcast in order to forward the art of podcasting, not to make a bunch of sales. Because I've already had, Kent, I haven't even told you about this. I've had a couple offers like, hey, if you want to do this, you know, we can work on this program and we can do this and we can do that. And I'm like, no.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I've, you know, it's just not what the podcast is about. It'd be really shitty to have a podcast about podcasting without the commercial aspects of it and then sell out by having a sponsor, even if they're going to pay me like $20 an episode or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's. I mean, we all have to make money. It's really difficult, but I am so committed. Well, as you all know, I'm not a big fan of YouTube. I'm sort of an anti-YouTuber in a sense because the monetization and bullshit that I go through on a daily basis there. Like,
wait. You don't like having to have like 30 million views before they pay you 42 cents? I mean, come on. How is that not a benefit?
Wouldn't it be nice if someone subscribed to my channel, I knew anything about them or had any way to contact them? Like, when I sign up for Time Warner, there's 1-800-TIME-WARNER when things go wrong. I may be on hold, but I can call them. Where's 1-800-GOOGLE?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Okay, they subscribe. Where's you guaranteeing me that because someone subscribed, when I put up a video, it's going to show up on their newsfeed?
That's the part that I don't like about it, is that I subscribe to people and I have like, I've got probably 25 subscriptions of high quality content that I really enjoy watching. But then if I'm on the Google or the YouTube homepage, there's a small stream of like four videos that might be, you know, people that have videos that I've seen before of the people that I've subscribed. But there's no like master feed. Like, I just want to be able to see the shit that I've subscribed to. And then I go to my TV, and either on the Amazon the Fire Stick or the Apple TV or whatever else, I want to go on there and just hit my subscription and just roll with it. No, I can do it one person at a time and watch their specific individual episodes. But I just want to just hit it and just let it play so I can vacuum and watch the YouTubes, you know? No, why is that not a thing?
You can create a playlist.
Right, you can create a playlist of the videos that are there, so then I get to curate my own playlist.
The video is not supported, or like one of the videos gets taken down for some reason, and your whole playlist now just has like a bunch of black spots. I don't know.
Or you're sitting over.
My Rooster Teeth story. Have you heard that?
Mm-mm.
Oh, this is good. So.
Oh God, I can't wait.
Yes, as everyone knows, I'm like totally transparent about everything. I post my $20 earning reports from full screen. And I honestly, especially because I do have some younger fans, feel such a huge sense of responsibility to be really open about this YouTube scam, because a lot of these younger kids, you hear them, you know, going to these Rooster Teeth conventions or what have you, and they're sitting in the audience and they're literally thinking, or they'll write to me and they'll say, I'm not going to graduate high school. I'm not going to college because I want to be a YouTuber. And we know the power of that. We know how impressionable, you know, younger people are. So I go to the Rooster Teeth because it's in Austin, like the 80,000, their RTX giant thing. And I go, first of all, should have been speaking at it. Let's put that out there. Whatever. And I go into one of these panels of this guy who has, and I don't judge subscriber rates at all, but like a low amount of subscribers and probably does not have the knowledge to be discussing this. And he's up there and he's just like, yeah, like it's fantastic. And, you know, 1 million views, you'll get $100,000 and like throwing up these crazy figures. I stand up in the middle of the thing and like I'm like the only chick at this, and I'm just like, excuse me, my name is Tay Allen, and I would like to let you know that on 4 million views I have made $2,500. And he literally, so okay, so they're filming all these. Oh, I should find it. They're filming all of them because they were live broadcasting all of these. And he's like, cut the cameras. And I'm like, why should you cut the cameras? People need to know the truth. And he's like, well, we're not allowed to talk about specific YouTube figures. Like, something in your YouTube user agreement, in the contract, it says you're not allowed to talk about the money. And I was like, excuse me? I would love for you to show me, little man, where it says that in my YouTube agreement. Like, why is it this mystery? Like, oh, we're not allowed to know how much money we make, and it's all this algorithm. Like, fuck that. Fuck that. I'm a businesswoman. Get on my level, YouTube.
Mm. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah, we, as far as this podcast goes, we just made a plan for the next year, and as far as what we want to do and how we want to get to it. And at the recommendation of Brian Brushwood, in fact. And I went ahead and took that spreadsheet and shared it in a Facebook group and have shared it with Brian and stuff like that. And we've gotten a lot of good feedback on it. But yeah, we're completely, as far as this podcast goes, we're completely open and honest about, you know, what we're making and what we're not making, what we're spending, everything else. We're not trying to hide anything. We want to make a podcast that people enjoy. And, you know, if we end up making a living off of it, by all means, I'm not going to stop that. But in the meantime, yeah. I'm not, you know, it's not a necessarily a true business that we're trying to run either. So it's kind of this hybrid hobbyist slash.
But it's a shame. You guys should be able to have a business from this. And that is part of the reason that I came to Austin. Like, besides, you know, goofy, like, you know, my people here, Brian and all that, like, on a more serious level, since we're talking about this, like, there are a lot of tech entrepreneurs here. And when I'm not, you know, making crazy pop music videos and being a psycho, I go to all of these, you know, networking events, visionary councils, like, I'm really involved with Capital Factory here. And literally going around, like, I stand up, I'm like, hey, like, I've got a very popular YouTube channel. I'm really interested in how digital media is evolving. Like, we need to create a new platform because, mm-hmm. like, this is my issue with this, this, and this. Trying to find like-minded people because, like, I feel like it's up to us. Like, I'm just so disgusted how there really are no outlets for us. There's no way to make money in music. Everyone's probably going to rip this podcast except a couple people who are fans and maybe are Patreoning or whatever, but no one's going to buy it on iTunes. You know, like, there's no one does it that with anything. No one buys my songs. I have like 30,000 Spotify streams. I've made $2. So we really, yeah. It's kind of up to us to change things. So if you guys hear about anything, you know, as you're working on this, I want to help support you. And really, for the people trying to be artists out there, find something to elevate us.
Mm. Yeah, that's one thing that me and Ken are always talking about are different ways of not only supporting the Diamond Club community, but, you know, advancing this podcast and just doing random stuff to get noticed and fulfill and make it so that other people can see, hey, you know, we're just two schmucks with some webcams and a couple of cameras, you know, and really fucked up senses of humor. So if we can do it, you know, what were you going to say, Ken?
Yeah. No, I was just going to say that services like Patreon are really good for this because you're not selling anything per se. You're just putting a means out there for people to give money, like basically a donation to the artists that they want to support, whether it's a podcaster or a musician or what have you. You just throw your Patreon out there and it's amazing how many people will just kind of flock to people that they like. Justin Robert Young, for example, he quit his real job because Patreon, among other things, but Patreon is one of the major things that kind of put him over the edge of being able to support himself as an independent. And not just Patreon, but other platforms that are similar to that and allow the fans to directly support the artists that they enjoy. I think that's kind of the future of what you're talking about. It's going to be crowdfunding, crowdsourced projects and things like that.
Now, this also does come from Kent, the biggest fan of Kickstarter in the world. So,
oh, yeah, I love Kickstarter.
Are you being sarcastic?
No,
No. I'm a huge fan. I'm a huge fan of crowdsourcing and crowdfunding and all of that.
Yep.
It works. If you learn, I mean, there's a trick to it. Of course, you have to learn how to leverage it. Ritual Misery Podcast has not yet found that trick.
No, we have not.
Well, now you're going to have my screeching soundtrack that I'm going to say. We'll have something
that might set us over the edge. We're going to start making money.
That's the thing, Kent. That's the thing. Oh man. I can just hear this like this almost like an Evanescence sound where it's got like this nice melody to it and going and then just out of nowhere just this screeching, moaning, dying cat version of Tay just killing it, you know. Like this is you're in your mind, you're like, this is totally going somewhere. Oh my god, where did it go?
And awkward metal is bull.
Yeah, we got to work on awkward metal. So yes, this has kind of been like under wraps. I have super Tay projects working, but I also have this alter ego that I'm creating called Tate, where I want to do like this, just like Evanescence. Very creepy Evanescence, like chick Linkin Park, because that's what I actually listen to. I don't really like pop music. It's a conundrum. I'm trying to figure it out. But I love like alt rock. Like, oh my God, like Linkin Park was all I was listening to. I was not listening to Britney during that time. Give me some Korn. Like, those are my people. But this is what I sound like. So I'm trying to figure it out.
So what you're saying is your vocal register isn't necessarily where you want it to be for the music that you prefer to put out there.
Well, like, I've become so numb.
Oh, it's amazing. It's so amazing. Like,
it's a little high.
Yeah, you know, the band would have to make some adjustments.
A little.
Like, just get rid of the bass guitar completely because there's no need.
Maybe we need extra because it like really, really needs to be balanced out. Oh, someone in the chat said, I'm crying, so beautiful. Oh,
see,
I'm not going to see what comes next. I'm just going to pretend that's where it stops.
And this is how Tay protects herself.
The world of Tay. Oh, man. So really, what are you working on now? I mean, I know you got some things under wraps that you can't really talk about. What can you talk about?
You can talk about it. Tell me what you think is a good idea at this point, honestly. Okay. So one of my things is I just bought a bunch of fancy new equipment, which is fun. Like I tried to use that light, and oh my god, the top came off. I was about to show you my mic, and the top is not on. I'm sitting in my bed. How did that happen? Literally, this was one piece before this podcast started. Why is it in two?
Oh my god. And the trend continues.
Like, this is why it's hard for me to get content out, guys. I'm trying to do it on a regular basis, but I'm just so fucked.
Oh man. So you need your own personal Neshcom is what you need. Someone to sit there and just do all the techie stuff for you and figure it out and make it happen.
Yeah. Or like follow me around with a camera. I'll give you lots of rewards. I have a couple things that are dorky. Okay, so yeah, tell me what you think is a good idea. Oh, full show. I'm not going to do that ever again.
That might not be the best starter for a story.
I'm like on the verge of tears. Ritual Misery. I'm making a song called Wild Card off of Sergeant Muffin's amazing slot machine. As you guys know, I'm close with Tom Jury Facts, and he edits all my stuff. And he sent me that, and I was like, oh my god. And something about being on a slot machine was like the most exciting thing that's ever happened to me, more than Mass Effect. Like, I'm so honored. So
damn.
Yeah, that was amazing.
That's high praise, Sergeant Muffin.
Oh, that's such high praise. And it makes me the wild. wild card. Like, again, I grew up literally Trailer Taylor, this, like, Dorkosaurus with headgear. And for me to be, like, the wild card, just, like, the journey. I was just so proud. And that meant so much to me. So I'm going to make a song called Wild Card. And, yes, it's going to be absolutely fantastic. And we've already started writing gloriously awkward lyrics. And that is going to be super fun. And I'm thinking I'll debut it at South by So Wasted.
Nice.
So that's really fun. Perfect. Maybe, yeah, like, we can release, like, the chorus or something before, so, like, everyone in the crowd can sing, or, like, flash wild cards and I'll flash myself. Something fun.
You'll flash your own card, or you're just going to flash? Because, I mean, two different connotations might draw a different crowd.
Honestly, but I figured you all could have a card.
Oh, it would be really great is if you, okay, so follow me here. If you were going to flash, but what you had was pasties of the cards that other people were holding, so when you flashed, it was actually just like boob with pasties on the nipples. Ooh. So it'd be like, it's like you were doing both. You'd be doing both at the same time.
Yes. Now,
Kent's about to lose that. It. Kent's just going to die right here.
My question is it too much like copying Lady Gaga, and is it more Tay to have forgotten to put those on and to just do a real flash? That's my
God.
Oh,
you
could go a total hybrid and like have one on. See, we're discussing these things, but these should be insider secrets. Chat room, don't tell anybody if we do this. So you put one on your nipple, and then on the other one you put it backwards. So when you close your shirt, it's like on the it sticks to the shirt instead.
Oh,
so then you break it open wide, and then one side's got like a pasty, and the other side's just got a sticker on the shirt with just a boob hanging out.
Yes. Now, do I want to go for boob? Is that like hot? Just having like this like one breast and then like one nipple thing. Like, is that cute? I don't know. You're the straight guys. I'm single, so I've been doing something wrong.
or doing something right. There's something to be said for that. Mostly because guys are shitty. Anyway.
Guys are shitty. Guys my age are shitty.
Yeah.
Hashtag bring the poll is trending in chat room.
Taz. Oh, like the tassels.
Tassels.
Tassels. Yes. Oh. That was a real reaction.
Okay. Oh my God.
I need another beer.
I need a beer, but I'm not allowed to drink right now. This is bullshit.
Assuredly, so need a beer. Is okay. This is amazing. So everything that's great, honestly, comes from chat realm.
Yeah.
It's just true. I love you guys so fucking much. You are the only people I can be myself with. Seriously. Like, even my friends in Austin. I always feel myself when I'm doing this kind of stuff. So there's something weird about all of us that has brought us together, and I love it.
Well, I'm going to take this opportunity. I'm going to take this opportunity to extend a perpetual and inevitably cashed in offer for you to come on the show anytime you like, for any reason, for anything, any amount of time, because this has been amazing. And we're not even done yet. If you ever want to come back on the RMP, if you want to sit and look at chat realm while we go, whatever, I don't care. Just let us know. We'll give you a call and we'll make it happen. Because shit.
The best thing that can happen, because we gave this open invite and we're sincere about it, the next time we have like a super high profile celebrity on the show, she calls in and we are obligated to answer.
Oh my God,
right,
yes.
In the middle of like a serious answer to a serious question.
Yes. There it is. There it is.
Hey, what's up, guys?
There it is. There it is. For this is if we are ever broadcasting. If we are ever broadcasting, Tay, you call in and we will immediately put you on the air regardless of what's going on or who's on. Period.
Oh my God, this is so awesome. I was thinking about that, where I was like, this is so fun. I want to do this more. So I will definitely take y'all up on that. Now, Kent, just for you, because I can only get better than not the worst, I may call in and just be Zumba-ing.
Oh, hey, we'll air it. That sounds good.
But it has to be in pajama pants. I mean, that's like a thing.
I know, and I knew I was going to Periscope. So, like, what is wrong with me as, like, a woman? Like, why did I not put on cute yoga pants? Like,
I just, I just saw the one, was it yesterday or whatever, where you you had it on your Twitter feed where you were dancing or whatever, and you, like, you did this bend over thing, and whoever was taking the video was like, oh, shit, they're see-through.
I know. I was with my parents wearing see-through pleather pants.
Oh, my gosh. That was hilarious. Oh, that had me rolling. That was like that was like the highlight of my work day that day.
That was funny.
So
you'll like this, Tay.
Okay.
Yesterday or the day before, I was talking to my girlfriend about the show, this show that we're doing right now. And
so
she,
meta.
She doesn't know you. Like, she's not familiar with you. So she was asking me to describe you, and I turned into a fucking old man. And the only word that came to my mind was squirrely.
Squirrely. Like, I'm not even sure how that's supposed to be taken.
I'm not either. Where is that actually, like, used?
I was like, well, she's kind of, well, squirrely.
That is awesome.
Oh, man.
You can call me squirrely anytime.
So you know what's going to be really great about this episode is Kent is delayed by like at least 2 seconds on the video. So his audio is fine, but for whatever reason, his video is delayed by like 2 full seconds. So every time he breaks out in laughter or whatever else, like, he's still talking while the sound is going off. And then as he stops talking, it shows him rearing up in laughter. It's amazing.
That's preparing awesome.
Okay,
for my...
Guys, there's a poll that has come up in this chat.
Oh, Juryfax threw a straw poll out there.
Yes, I'm so excited. I've never done one of these before. God, I'm so bad at the internet. So I'm guessing I click it. Pasty, double complete boobs. What's Pol Pot? I guess chat room. Am I supposed to know what that is?
So go ahead, Kent.
No. Go ahead. I just can't right now.
He's a mass murder dictator.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So obviously we should choose that.
Holy shit. Where's this straw
pot? I'm going to go with double complete boobs just because I know everyone else is going to go with Pol Pot. Just so in the yeah. Oh my God, I knew it! Now I can screen grab just those two next to each other, which is what I wanted. I knew those would be the only ones chosen. That is amazing. I will Instagram this. That's awesome.
That's great, Sun. Sunburn says, it's finally come to the point where we have to explain Pol Pot to Tay Allen.
Is that like what we've all been waiting for the last 2 years, right?
Everything just gets amazing when Tay Allen is around.
Oh, that's really sweet. Well, I'm just so lucky to be part of Chat Realm, honestly. Like, I looked at it from an outsider for a while, and I was like, this is so cool. And I still don't know if I'm even totally part of it, but I'm kind of, like, forcing myself. I'm trying really hard. Because everyone is just hilarious and amazing. Oh, and Dragon Con was so fun. That's where I really, for the first time, was like, okay, I'm going to start learning. Oh. Okay, I almost spilled the beans on something. Anyway, Dragon Con was really fun, and I got to meet everyone in person, so that was really cool. But I may also have, like, an uber, like, so intense, you can't even imagine, surprise for Chat Realm that I've been sitting on, and it will come out at the right time.
See? Yeah, I thought we were just waiting for January to happen before The Secret came out, and here it is, January, and...
And
where's the secret? I don't know.
See,
so can you at least tell us how long we have to wait?
I mean, well, we can talk about this. So it's finished, and I've just been waiting for the right time. You know what? I should release it in a time when Chat Realm is down, and you guys can like help me know.
Wait, when Chat Realm is down?
not like down as in like not technically working. That's my job. But like, you know, maybe like the guys aren't putting out as much content, or Brian's shooting some dance shows, so he misses a week. Or just like everyone like has a tough week at work, you know? Like something like that where like the content is sort of in a droll and we need a pick me up.
Ah, okay. Okay.
I don't even know when that would be.
I know.
That's,
but just like not during a super exciting time, because this is really exciting, so it's like an upper.
Hey, I don't know if you saw in the chat, Jury Facts said, "Watch your mouth, Tay."
Hey, no, slap me, Tom. Slap me.
All right. So a follow up to the squirrely comment. fast forward to today when I was doing the day of advertising for the show, and I decided, I'm gonna put a picture of Tay on this one. So I went out to Google and grabbed a picture of you and put it on the Facebook ad. Or did I do it to the Twitter as well? I don't
know. Facebook.
Remember. Yeah. And
yeah, I know. I saw that. I was like, what are you found?
So after I posted it, it took about 20 seconds for me to get a text from my girlfriend that said, "You didn't tell me she was hot."
Oh, I love her. That's awesome. Oh, yay.
There is a possibility she'll be coming to South by So Wasted with us.
Yeah, we have to convince her, because she's kind of on the fence about it. So we got to.
Well, now, just let her know that I say things. So if I grab you two and I'm like, "Guys, let's have a sandwich picture or something," like, don't, you know, she shouldn't freak out.
Oh, no. She'd be down for that.
Okay.
Picture or for the sandwich? Because just saying, whatever. There's unlimited possibilities running through my mind right now.
You never know. South by Southwest, you never know.
These are the times that remind me that I'm happily married.
Also, and I've said this a couple times, but on different things, I am totally going to have a party for Chat Realm at my house and host y'all and have everyone over. And it's closed. It's like a $10 Uber from downtown Austin. So whoever can make it out, I know y'all are trying to figure that out. You're on the fence, but
now is this in South Austin?
Where I live?
Yeah.
Like
south of 6th. No, I'm not trying to get like the address, but is it south of 6th Street? Because the trailer, well, my travel trailer, we're going to be parking it at an RV that's south of 6th Street, at an RV park. Okay. So
yes.
I'm just wondering if it's going to be further or closer to where we're eventually going to have to fall down and crash. There we go. See, that's a win. That is a win. So it's a $10 Uber from downtown. It's going to be a $5 Uber back to the trailer.
That's right. Exactly. And I have a lot of cool things. I'll get us a keg. And I have a kiddie pool that I stole from a local grocery store. And a cat.
Amazing.
So are the kiddie pool and the cat like available for entertainment purposes? Because
well, I may just sit in the kiddie pool and watch all of you creepily. And then, like,
does that depend on how South by So Wasted goes?
So true.
It's probably absolutely going to depend on that.
So Kent and I reached out. I reached out in the name of me and Kent to Brian and Justin. We want to get a special event going on with South by So Wasted, doing some interviews before, after, some streaming of the show and all that other stuff. So they're supposed to be discussing it this weekend, because they got like a little bro date in Oakland. So hopefully they'll come out of that with some details and some ideas, and we'll be able to get some things going. I think that would be amazing.
Awesome. That would be so great. Yes, we should do all of that. Also, Mech just put up a gift in this chat, which is like, I'm doing, I always have my hands to my head. Why? It is like the most amazing thing I've ever seen. I don't know if I can open it. It's from when I was sitting next to Brian and I surprised him at his house before he knew that I lived in Austin. Me and Bonnie like set it all up secretly. And oh my God, Beck, if you can email that to me at tayallen@hotmail.com, because I don't know how to save it. It's amazing. It's like that, nothing has stumped me up more. But Mech is the shit. I say this all the time. Mech gets me. He may not want to, but he does.
Oh, man. That's classic. Let's see if I can see. I'm gonna end up screwing this up by trying to post this in here. So we'll see if we can get this thing to work out. And no, it's not gonna work out. Okay, so screw it. I was gonna try to show it in there. Basically, you've seen it about 15 times. Every time Mateus put her hands to her head.
Yep.
Oh man.
Funny, you don't know what you do until someone blatantly calls you out. Thank you, Mac.
Yeah, luckily, me and Kent so far are not, we are not memes as of yet.
That we know of. Actually, there was a meme of me going around actually for a little bit. I don't even think you know about this, Amos.
Uh-oh.
When I lived in Germany, I used to host a quiz night, like a pub quiz kind of thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was a once a month thing. And
did you have to stay sober for it?
No, God, no.
Okay,
God,
okay. No. I was gonna call you on bullshit real quick.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done it. So anyway, I hosted this quiz night, and I've got this knack for just dumb shit. Like, I can't remember things that matter, but, you know, ask me this particular obscure Star Wars character's name, and I'll come right out with it.
Awesome.
So I was really good at the quizzes. So it got to the point where I was handing off the quiz like every other month. Like, I would host and then I would let somebody else do it the next month and then whatever. So I would be a participant in the quiz. And I would say 90% of the time I was on the winning team because I'm just good at dumbass trivia. No, well, there was
not boasting or anything here. Yeah.
No. But it's the setup for the meme. So this one host, Russ, who actually ended up taking over the quiz night when I left Germany,
mm-hmm.
he would make questions that were purposely made to stump me, and he would call them Kent questions. And he made a whole meme of it, and there was a bunch of pictures floating around Facebook and stuff that was talking about it was supposed to be a Kent question and like people crying and stuff like that.
That's awesome. Okay, so what's one of like the craziest questions that they asked you?
Holy crap. Yeah, that's been
Movie Man Lucas in the chat room wants proof.
Yeah.
I'm with him on this one.
Okay. Get with me in the post show.
That's the intro to the first Tay single on the R&P soundtrack. Oh, this is going to be so amazingly awesome.
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Yeah, chat room saying is proof or it's BS.
Yeah. Plays into this week's Night Attack.
That's not what we need for chat room to start calling us on our bullshit, man. That's going to change this whole show.
All right. In show, I will try to find a Kent meme.
Oh, so good, so good.
Thanks for calling me out.
There you go. Okay, so I had a great idea that may or may not turn out as great as I imagined it. So you recently, you and Jury Fast, you guys got together and you released some videos, which is to say you recorded them and left him the hours upon hours of editing.
Well, she knows I love him, but if there was anything positive on his end, he has, in those hours and hours of editing, so many just long, drawn-out minutes of me being like, like doing nothing and then doing take after take after take and being like, fuck you, Tay, that sucked. Like really, really creepy behind the scenes stuff. So maybe that made up for all of his help.
All right. So so Jury Facts, where's the outtakes? We need outtakes.
Oh.
Ooh.
Jury Facts. Be careful. Me and Tom become really good friends
Something
for all this.
Like, has happened
I got
to my stream.
My head. Like, I picked my nose on camera. I'll like get up and leave, and like my cat gets on the screen. And I used to edit that out, and then I was just like, "Fuck it, send." Just like, oh,
We lost him.
We did. Kent dropped off because he sucks at life.
I'm back now, apparently.
Okay.
Yay.
I don't know what's going on. I got logged off of Chat Realm as well. That was weird.
See? Still in beta.
Yep.
Yeah. Still in beta. Hashtag still in beta.
All right, now I can get back to my task of scouring Facebook for these guys.
That's what it was. The internet's trying to shut you down because even the internet knows you're bullshitting.
Oh, Mech, if you're watching while he's doing that, send me this GIF. I'm trying to download it and I still can't. Please do it, Mech. Please. HeyAlan@hotmail.com.
Okay.
Also, if you want to get on my mailing list.
Oh, man. So I thought it would be a great idea to kind of take away from that a little bit. And you have, Mick says, Hotmail, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, it happens. I figured it would be a great idea to go through. And I noticed that you've got a few followers on Twitter. I mean, you know, yeah. it's not like a lot. It's only like 80,000, you know, 80,000 times more than I have. But you know, it's okay. I mean, you got a pretty good following. I thought it'd be a great idea to go through and find some of your followers' random tweets.
Okay.
And see if you can put them in context for us.
Okay, so what do you like? Go to my homepage who I'm following.
No. People that are following you. I'm going to read a tweet. And then let you tell us the story behind the tweet.
Oh, okay. Sure. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Ooh.
Hey, my rainbow is gone when you are not in my arms, so please come back to like I am tired of the dark. I need my rainbow. Love you lots.
And this is not to me. This is something they posted.
This is something one of your followers posted on their wall, completely unrelated to you.
I got it now. Okay, so yes, because they are one of my taters, we are all in the awk, and I understand them.
So if taters is supposed to be the Tay haters, would a tater hater be a person who hates people who hate Tay? Would that have been the intent? But now that's reversed as well, so a tater hater would be someone who hates people that follow Tay? Like, it's so meta and so, like, recursive, I'm confused. I think either way it's a win for you, though.
Meta. Thank you for saying that. Clean my room is obvious. What's your side? These are very meta projects and very few people understand it. So yes, it's convoluted at best. But that tweet, okay, that Boo Bear, that fan, he is 12-year-old, he's gay, he lives in Atlanta, and he just found out what a wig is, and he's talking to his mom, and he's like, Mom, I know that I'm getting a little trans right now, but I just want you to know, like, I need that rainbow.
Okay. I actually can't argue that.
Oh!
Because, like, the name is one thing, the username is another thing, and the picture is a bit ambiguous.
Do I know my fans, or do I know my fans? I love you guys!
So, I don't know, Kent. Should I just go ahead and name who it is? I'm afraid of pissing somebody off.
Okay, fuck it, do it.
Okay, that would be @Clay_Yolascu. but the name is Yolanda Garielli.
Oh my God, I can't believe I got it right. Watching, we did not plan this.
No. And if we are wrong, then by all means, don't hate us.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, so I thought this was interesting. This is Takaya Moselle.
Okay.
Takaya Moselle has 734 people that they are following.
Okay.
And they have 8 followers.
But, honey, well, I'll follow you back to Kai.
But they have never posted. So Tay, tell, explain this to us. put this in context for us.
Okay, no, I know exactly who this is. Oh my God, I know my fans too well. So Takaya Moselle is really insecure right now. They're really scared. They want to start becoming part of this world, and they have people that they want to follow. They want to feel involved, but they're really nervous to put themselves out there.
All right. I'm actually enjoying this. I think this is a little insight into the mind of Tay. Okay. So they joined back in December 2012, and yeah, it's a strong, sophisticated, and sarcastic Southern belle.
But no tweets.
Sure. I don't. This would be the first time. Okay, maybe this is a little bigoted on my part. This is the first time I've ever, because the profile picture is a black kid. So it'd be the first time I've ever heard of a black kid referring to themselves as a Southern belle.
Well, I would say like Georgia.
Yeah.
Like that, you know, and Atlanta, you've got those like amazing Southern women, Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Okay, fair enough. All right. So it is completely bigoted on my part. All right. I'm willing to accept that. Okay.
Hey, we don't got it. No, I'm going to say if you can be a Southern belle no matter what you look like. Because, again, I have some gay boys who probably call themselves a Southern belle, too.
Somebody click on that link and see if that even opens. Because this is not what I was looking for, but this is a very good consolation prize, if anyone can see this.
Okay, let's see.
You look like a total vato, dude. Like, okay. So chat room, you're just going to put up with me here. I'm going to have to, for those that can't click the link immediately, I'm going to screw with the settings here to get this to show.
Apparently, everybody's being able to see it. I've got one more that I think probably trumps that one, actually.
Let's locals kick your ass. Let's see. See if I can get this to work. Get you two put over here, and then see if I can get the thing over here. This is massively professional of what we're doing right here. This is like it doesn't get more professional than this.
So have fun with these two pictures, chat realm.
Okay, let me see. Oh my god. Oh my god. Wow. Hey there, Pee Wee Herman.
So our group in Germany, we would have a night like every week we would go out and get fucked up in the German pubs. And for a while we were doing like every Friday night would be like Vato night or nerd night or just whatever. We would come up with something different and everyone would dress in that manner.
Holy crap. And
yeah. These are, yeah. Like this is the result.
Like your flies down.
Super cute.
Yes. Oh, I was. Yeah.
No.
I was dedicated to the role, man.
Apparently. Or you just had your wing swinging. Like, I wouldn't put either one of those past you.
Well, neither would I, really.
I know that you like to dress up in costumes. You totally must all the time. My sister not to wear outfits, sir.
Movie Man Lucas says, you're just wearing your clothes from high school.
Damn it. Spoiler alert. Movie Man Lucas is my son.
I like how he's outing you on shit.
I know.
It's amazing.
Oh, my God.
Holy crap. Okay, so.
I'll have to get back to you guys about the meme because I'm not finding the folder that it's in. So.
Oh, well, that's okay. It gives us something to look forward to. You always want to tease them a little bit.
Yeah. Well, at least I gave two consolation prizes.
Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow. I think you were given a consolation prize in that second picture, though, with the open fly.
I love it.
Take it how you will. Take it how you will.
Okay. So our next tater thought is.
Tater thought. Okay. Is someone writing this down? Tom.
That was actually the name of the skit that I gave it last night when I'd been up for like 28 hours doing karaoke. So
I love tater thoughts. That's so cute. I love it. We're like, I can post fans tater thoughts. Oh my god, we're coming up with so much. It's the holy grail.
Hashtag tater thoughts. Anytime you repost one of your followers' tweets, hashtag tater thoughts.
Oh, you guys are so good at this.
Like, how do we not have more followers, Kent? So this one is, thank you, Jesus, for the internet, praying hands. So why was someone posting thank you, Jesus, for the internet with praying hands?
Oh, because they just saw a GIF from Common Gay Boy, which is an amazing account to follow, and that GIF was Skittles falling out of their mom's purse and then their grandma slipping on them.
Okay, first of all, I want to see this. If this has not happened yet, if this has not happened, by all means, I want make it happen.
We can make it happen.
Oh my God, Dr. Payne put in the chat room tater thoughts with like T H O T S, like the shortest version of tater thoughts that you can have. That's awesome.
Bill Nye separated at birth twin. That is epic. Yes.
So this is a Malin Witherspoon at Malin W. So I don't have any other details beside that, but
that rings a bell. I know Malin. Malin's great.
See, there you go.
Hi, Malin. sorry about your handle. Don't sue.
All copyrights are respected to their particular owners, but also if you're going to sue this show, you've got bigger problems.
Oh yeah, good luck with that.
yeah, we'll give you all of last year's profits. You got $2.72 and you're ready for your,
I think we spent around $50 or $60 and we made like 20 something.
Yeah,
so so good luck.
Yeah.
20 is fantastic. I'm still not at that on Spotify, guys.
It's all thanks to Amazon and me spending money on Amazon.
Oh, man.
One more for me? This is really fun.
Okay, so here we have... This is actually a joke. You ready for this? All right, here we go. Okay. Leia is stranded on a planet and meets a local, Calgon. They come under attack and she demands, "Calgon, take me away!"
That's it.
What the fuck?
Yay.
Are you?
No, that's actually by our very own Chout Realmer, BioCal.
Oh.
What the fuck?
So I'm guessing the Calgon Take Me Away reference is where it was lost. I thought it was pretty funny.
I get it. I understand it. Calgon Take Me Away. It's a spoof of the Dixie Chicks. Cowboy, take me away.
It's even better
Let's
now.
Cowboy, take me away.
I don't think that's what it was about, but that's now what it's about.
It is now, God damn it.
Oh, this is amazing. I've barely said a word because I can't fucking stop laughing long enough to form a thought. This is so awesome.
This is amazing. Okay. Try to compose myself here.
Do you have another one, Amos? Do you have another one set up?
I've got two more, I think.
Okay. Cool.
So this is a bit of this is another meta one. I have here an individual that follows you, but every tweet that he tweets, and I have gone forever. Like, I've scrolled down. I'm in like forever ago. Every one of them is a link to something he's selling.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. So what is he selling?
Yeah, I need an example of something he's selling.
So he has offers between he needs graphic and web designers.
Okay.
To... he has a creative and logo flyer business card developers program.
Okay.
But this is all he tweets, like everything he tweets.
What's the verbiage in the link?
Like the link itself?
It's just a link?
Well, like on this one right here, he says, need a website redesign or new website? And then there's no link.
So on that one, I'm glad you picked that one because he's following me. On that one, he is some guy in the Ukraine who is trying to sell his web services, only follows blonde girls, and is only jacking off to What's Your Sign. That's what that is. And he forgot the link. That's that.
Oh my
and
God.
And done. It is gospel. Holy shit.
Only that one and, excuse me, only that one and not 50 Shades of Tay?
Yeah, that was fun. you're the second guy to mention 50 Shades of Tay today. I guess that's having a recurrence. Resurgence. That's what I meant. Whoops.
Okay, yeah. So here's another one. It's another joke. This is actually fairly popular. It's gotten 24 retweets and 29 likes.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Says, I just got a plasma TV. Well, technically it's a normal TV, except for I paid for it with blood. Happy Sunday.
That's okay. A dad joke and a half right there.
And I paid for it in blood. Was there something else? I laughed.
It just says Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday! Okay. I have such a weird sense of humor. I love that. Okay, so they are the best. They should come on this show with us.
So I'm going to read you the very next tweet. His very next tweet. Oh, sure. It's okay as an advertisement, but I use it as a chat up as a pickup line. I get arrested. It's a picture that says penetration testing made easy with a computer locked up.
Okay. Glad we had that quantifier. Okay. Kent, is this you?
Definitely not.
I might
find that one and retweet it though. That's pretty good.
Yeah, you got to tell me who this is.
This is his username is at Mr. Ben L. Hall. His name is Benjamin Hall.
Okay, I'm looking this up. Like this is, we're real timing him because he's awesome. Let me see if I know him, because even though there are a lot, obviously, like, you know, love, engagement, and my people, like, I really do try the people whose names I see over and over, or who, like, always like on Instagram, or who I talk to on Twitter, or retweet. I've, like, looked at y'all. I read your 140. I see what you tweet. I totally creep you. But I do, like, I want to get to know everyone. Okay, so it was Mr. Ben
L. Hall.
Okay. Papercut survivor born at a very young age, often licks the apples in Tesco. House music gives me diarrhea. Hope I spelt that right. Otherwise, that'd be shit. Oh my god, he's so cool! He has 234,000 followers. However, he has.
That's a lot.
Look, she says she doesn't math, all right?
He is hilarious. That is great. Listen, 200,000 followers. Thanks a million. .. One-fifth of a million. Anyway, here's a cat giving a duck a piggyback ride. I'm going to retweet this on my Twitter so all of us can go and follow him because he's doing something right. But I was already following him.
Okay. There you go. In the chat room or in the video stream, I just put up the picture of the tweet that I was mentioning.
Oh, okay. Oh, why is all of my... God damn it. My web browsers are closing. What the fuck is going on today? Well, kicked out. That was a great one. He's awesome.
So there you go.
I love it. Oh, Mech is trying to tell me how to do this on Twitter. Mech, send me the Hotmail.
He probably still thinks you're joking that you have a Hotmail account.
My email address and phone number is literally all over the internet. I get prank calls at least once a day.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is so awesome.
God. Constantly. I like it though.
But do you ever answer it and just play along? That's well, what I always, like when I get a phone call that
yeah.
You're like, "Hey, hi. How are you?" And they're like, is Jim there?" Like, "I am. This is Jim. Has it been that long since we talked?" I go by Janet now.
Oh, nice. So you play like the mystery persona. That's awesome. I talk to them. And a lot of times it's like a group of guys who will be like all just shouting mass text lyrics or something. And then I try and engage them. I'm like, "Hey." And they'll be like, "It's a Wisconsin swim team." And I'll be like, "Oh, tell me about practice."
Oh, Tay, you need a boyfriend.
Oh, God. Really need a boyfriend.
Oh, man. Like a high-quality one, not just some random shithead on the internet.
Well, you guys can vet them. If I go on more than 2 dates with someone, which is really rare, because they're either the worst or they get super freaked out by me, then I will bring them on the show, and you and Chatrealm can vet them for me.
Because nothing that says, was... "Hey, let's continue this relationship," like vetting them on the fucking internet. Well, look, if they can't handle that, they don't deserve you. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, and like, honestly, not to talk about like my dating life in detail, but I don't, it's a lot to take in. Like, they have to be super.
That's what she said.
Oh, it shouldn't be a lot to take in from me, though. I should be taking it in. So that was bad. That was tricky.
And we lost Kent.
Oh, gosh.
That's actually one of the things that that Mary Nichols talked about on the Undaunted podcast when I was talking to her, was about how when she starts dating someone and they find out that she has a podcast, they're like, "Oh, that podcast thing that you do? Or it's just a podcast or whatever?" Like, her online visibility and personality and everything else is just such a part of who she actually is that it has stopped her from continuing relationships, because whoever she's in the relationship with doesn't take it seriously.
Yeah, I get that. I've also dated a guy and then him be like, "Oh God, you look like such a porn star. Can check that off my list." So like, that sucks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No,
What is the worst pickup line ever used to try to pick you up? Or the most memorable one, if there's like one in your mind that's just like, "Wow, I can't believe
that happened."
That's like every day, right?
I wish. No, normally I'm the one saying things that were like, "Ooh, why was that said?"
oh, I want an example.
Yes,
of that.
Yes. There we go. Even better.
Forget people trying to pick you up. I want to hear your pickup.
Okay. Who wants to be the guy?
Go ahead, Kent. I'm married. Right, I'm married, so.
Okay, I'll be.
I had to recuse myself, just naturally. I'm not trying to get divorced again.
All right. Too soon. It's okay. We're moving on. We're good. Okay. So, what's the setting?
Let's go with an early evening in a bar to where the music isn't up too loud. There's not a whole lot of people, but there's enough people that you're not the focus of attention, but it's not so crowded like you can't hear each other. It's, you know, like we're talking like 6:30 at a B-dubs.
Okay. So play along with me and help me, because you know how awkward I am.
Okay.
So it's always kind of hard to get started. You know, normally anyone talking, like, I'm not brave enough to go up and be like, "Hey." So normally, like, something happens.
Okay, so the waitress is taking forever. You go to get your drink at the bar instead of waiting for her, and Kent is sitting there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, "Oh, man, this beer is so good."
Oh, yeah? What kind are you having? That was normal.
I like pale ale, so I'm having a Sierra Nevada.
Nice.
What do you like?
I'll rock an IPA now and then.
Cool.
Can
I buy you a drink? Or no, wait. No, you're supposed to be the one. Oh, shit. Okay.
See, Ken, this is the problem.
All right, so my bad.
You're automatically like the best guy I've ever met.
Damn
damn it. Okay, so what I meant was, oh yeah, you should like IPAs because I like them.
Yeah. Hey.
Holy shit! Kent just turned into Brian Brushwood right there.
This is perfect. We're back on track. Hey, there aren't enough seats at this bar. You want to go have these on that stool while I wait for my drink?
Oh my god, back in my single days, that would have been the best thing ever. Like, that would have been, like, amazing.
Hashtag nailed it. Yeah, no, that's no doubt. No, that is no doubt. When I was, like, 20, I would have, like, oh my god!
I'm saying, like, now, if I were single, that'd just be the greatest. Like, that is so insanely awkward and out of the blue that I'd just be like, yes, this is, I would be texting my friends right now going, I'm done for the night. Just don't bother calling me.
But that's why we are in chat realm and you guys like me and I like you. Like, we are such a specific, we are literally only 10% of the world. If you look at my like to dislike ratio on my videos, we are so small. Like, people aren't like us. It's sweet guys like that, but most guys would be like, oh my god. And I like start making all these faces and stuff. And
no, if you can make me laugh, you're in the door. And I would have been laughing my ass off if somebody said that.
Okay, so let's go to another scenario. Ready? Another scenario.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
All right. So Tay, you were out eating dinner. All right. Your girlfriend stood you up. You're supposed to have dinner with a girlfriend, and she, like, last minute fucking boyfriend drama period or something, whatever. She's like, I can't go to dinner. So you're like, fuck it. I'm already going out. I'm already looking forward to eating some damn tacos. Like, this is, I'm fucking going out and I'm eating. So you're there and you're looking at the menu and you're checking out these amazing tacos, and your waiter comes up. Enter Kent.
Oh, okay.
Hello, I'm Kent. I'm going to be your server tonight. Is there anything I can get you to drink? Well, I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said.
How are the Brussels sprouts?
Well, I'm not a Brussels sprout person myself. I can ask the chef if you can have a seat.
Can
can I get you something to drink, ma'am?
I don't know. My girlfriend's left me, but I would tell him the whole story. My girlfriend's left me and they were supposed to show up, but she's being a cunt ass bitch ass hoe. And honestly, like, I was at home all day editing on my computer with my cat, and this is my first time getting out, so I guess I'm gonna sit here and eat alone. But like, boy, if you want to be awkward with me, come back over with some iced tea now.
Okay, sorry, I'll be right back, ma'am. I gotta go check on my other customers.
Okay.
You gotta go clock out.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, probably.
Oh, like, man.
This girl is just awkward enough to give me the time of day.
Oh, this is so amazing.
Give me head. All right, let's...
Oh my god. She went there.
All right, let's go to chat room real quick. Chat room, what situation can you think of where Tay runs into Kent and there needs to be some small talk? Let's see if chat room can come up with something.
I'm not sure what is Tom referring to there?
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's what I said, I think. Flight attendant at the gyno. Okay.
A flight attendant at the gyno.
Matt is saying that these files are too big for email. Ugh!
So, you know, you probably can just right click on that file and wait. Are you on an Apple or a Windows machine?
PC.
Okay, you can probably just right click on that file and say save as.
No, it didn't.
It said no.
Oh.
In line for the restroom at a concert.
Ooh. Okay.
Like, the ideas are just flowing in now. What concert? What concert? Let's go.
Pearl Jam.
Ooh, that would be a good concert. I just wanted to see them live, actually.
Okay, so who's hitting on who?
She's hitting on you, but you were making yourself available.
Okay, got it.
That's the whole skit.
Yes.
All right, so we're in line.
You can hit on me. me a little bit, and then I ruin it. That's when.
Okay. Oh, okay, got it. Okay, perfect. Yeah. All right, so we're in line we're in line for the restroom at a Pearl Jam concert, right?
Right. The opening act has just left the stage. They've just announced it's going to be about 30 minutes while they reconfigure the stage and then before Pearl Jam comes on. And you're like, hey, 14 beers in, I need to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, oh, that sounds
good right now. Okay. Oh, man. Fucking 1998 is so awesome. Rock on! Pearl Jam. Yeah.
I'm so glad that someone else my age is here. I fucking love Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam is the shit, man. Yeah. I love them so much better than Nirvana.
I literally paused. In my head, I wouldn't have said it. In my head, I was like, because we're out like, you may be about to go take a shit.
So, I can see where your troubles are. I'm beginning to understand. I'm beginning to see the why of the awkwardness.
I just don't know how to small talk. I just go for the jugular. Anyway, we can keep going, but I had to let you know that that was floating around in my head.
Wow.
Oh my God. So many like awkward things just went through my head. So I'm supposed to be like the semi-normal one. So, yeah. So.
Okay.
And that's another reason why you're doing this, not me.
Kent, you're doing great. I feel like we've already fallen in love three times. But
oh,
you know.
Okay. Yeah. So at our Ace of Base concert next week, we can get married, right? No, sorry. Okay. So moving on. Yeah, man.
Acting out because if we're in line still, okay. When and where?
Okay. First of all, did Ace of Base ever actually have concerts?
I think they did, right? Didn't they?
Like how much 90s? Of a disaster would that have been? I mean, it's like really loud elevator music with someone just saying the same three lines over the entire time. That's awesome.
But I had the era, right? Right? Like the late 90s?
Sure. They'd have been like on a recovery tour by 98, but yeah, not too bad.
I have fried so many brain cells since the late 90s that I can't even remember what bands were like doing concerts then.
Oh.
But Bush and Soundgarden. I went to a Bush and Soundgarden concert. That's what I should have said.
I went to Fall Out Boy like recently.
Yeah, how was it?
And oh my god, they're like my favorite. I love their new album. They did a duet with Elton John. Could you talk to my heart more?
All right, I like Mech Scenario. He just put in line for free STD screening at the local community center next to the bowl of free condoms.
Amazing. Okay, I'm ready. I'm going to start this one. Okay, baby.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm a Trojan. USC? No.
No. I'm with you. I don't think Kent can handle the pressure.
Oh, wait. No. I don't know how to react to that.
Okay. Sorry. Shit. That's like where I went to school.
Yeah. No, I get it, but I don't know how to react to that.
The appropriate response to that would be, well, I'm a Magnum.
Oh,
that was good. That was good.
That's why you're married.
Yeah. All right. So, you know what? Tag out. I'm gonna tag out, Amos. You tag in. So go.
I'm gonna tag out. I shouldn't keep having to do this. any prospective male figure could be watching this and what?
Well, all it's going to do is it's just going to thin the herd to where the ones that, like, if they see this and they're like, oh, no, she's far too ridiculous for me, they will never get in that situation. So, therefore, you have more opportunities with the ones that are actually accepting of it just by math.
The numbers game.
Oh, my gosh. I've done some crazy things. Once I pretended to be Jewish and I went to the Hillel because I love hummus.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I love hummus,
too. I'll save the date story that came from that for the next time we do this.
I didn't actually try hummus for the first time until about a year and a half ago. Yeah, it was just something I never did. Like, my mom never bought it or anything else, and one day my wife brought it home, and she was like, yeah, you should try this with these crackers. And all it was, she was trying to find a way to get me to eat the healthy fucking crackers. And it, I mean, it worked. You know, it totally worked because the shit was delicious.
Yeah. Oh yeah, hummus
it's
is the shit.
So good.
Yep, I do. It's way better than poi. Have you ever had poi?
Dipped in the chocolate.
Poi is amazingly awful. It's it's got about the same consistency as hummus with a little bit more stringiness to it, and this complete absolute ass flavor. It's just it's not good.
No, I don't eat ass.
Yeah. Well, there's the problem.
Figured it out.
Oh, oh shit.
Holy crap.
All right, Tay. Well, we I don't well, Kent actually Kent's got something. Kent just texted me to remind me that I never got to his geeky thing of the week. So,
that was forever ago.
I was supposed to find a good transition into it, but I think this is a perfectly good transition for this episode. Hey, Kent, what's your geeky thing of the week?
Well, okay. So the setup that we had in the show notes would have been better, but Amos decided not to open show notes this week. So a little behind the scenes. So the thing that Amos was supposed to say was, what does Darth Vader have to do with Clifford the Big Red Dog?
What does Darth Vader have to do with Clifford the Big Red Dog?
Nothing. So that brings up a good point, though.
Like, well, what the... the last 60 seconds of this show... What the fuck?
I believe in you guys. I'm sure this is going.
Oh, that was beautiful. So, all right. Darth Vader really has nothing to do with Clifford the Big Red Dog. However, my geeky thing of the week this week just happened today at work. I didn't even think about this until the end of the workday because I was like, man, I haven't done shit this week that has been geeky. And then I remembered I did probably one of the geekiest things that I've ever done this, like, forever during work. So,
okay.
Falcon Den in the chat room, that's my buddy Chuck. And at work, we have this inter-office chat program, basically. It's like a messenger program.
Okay.
And so he and I will get on there, you know, usually once a day or every couple of days and talk about geeky shit. Lately, it's been Star Wars. But it's usually just like the conversation will last like, you know, 2 or 3 minutes or whatever. And then like, oh, maybe I'll see you at lunch or something. And then that's it. Well, today he asked me if I had heard about some, you know, the latest Star Wars theory for what, you know, how episode 8's going to go or something like that. I was like, yeah, but that's kind of dumb or whatever. Well, then we just went down this rabbit hole. So we found a way, and we chatted throughout the entire day, mind you. So I would look at my messenger, and I would send him a message, and then I would just go back to work. And then a couple minutes later, I'd look at the messenger, read his thing, and then I'd send him a message. Well,
okay.
We realized at the end of the day that Outlook saves a transcript of these chats.
Right.
So, yeah, so we have it in email form. And I counted up the references that we made. So we are going to make a movie, Chuck and I. And it is going to be a multiverse movie that consists of, and now keep in mind, this was all during chat at work.
Okay.
We're supposed to be productive. We tied in Star Wars, Harry Potter, Doctor Who, The Wizard of Oz, Transformers, G.I. Joe, Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, The Muppets, Game of Thrones, The Sopranos, Marvel Comics, The Last Starfighter, Toy Story, Battlestar Galactica, Star Trek, Spaceballs, Jurassic Park, Portal, Looney Tunes, Masters of the Universe, Thundercats, Evil Dead, Neverending Story, Clifford the Big Red Dog, Lord of the Rings, Star Fox, Voltron, Power Rangers, Firefly, Buck Rogers, Planet of the Apes, and Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Wait, where's your Dragonlance reference? Failed.
However, this movie, we figured out this movie is going to cost $42 billion to make.
Uh-huh. And it's liable to make how much back?
Oh, trillions. Trillions of dollars. Because we are sitting on gold, brother. And he and I are going to be in the movie, not as like, you know, Stormtrooper number 7 in the back row or whatever. We are going to be named, credited characters in this movie. Mm-hmm. We are going to have action figures made of us with Kung Fu grip and the complete with the Boba Fett firing rocket backpack.
I Like,
this is amazing.
Like part of me wants to see this hit Kickstarter right now, and the other part wants to make fun of this hitting Kickstarter right now.
I wanted to, and if you need someone to play the prostitute, I'm ready.
Okay, amazing. Because we were going to email Mel Brooks, and this was going to be the script for Spaceballs 2, which is actually...
There you go. So, now it's starting to make sense. Now it's actually starting to flow.
Might be a thing. Right.
Kent, I know that's supposed to be dorky, but I think that is super cool. That I cannot believe that you guys were able to rope all that in. I can't even fathom how you did that.
We had things like Daenerys Targaryen coming out of hyperspace, riding a dragon, and taking on Voltron, and like all kinds of shit was going on.
Imagine Daenerys Targaryen playing Quidditch.
Oh my god!
On Dragonback, huh?
So hot.
Like, I'm just saying that's worth my money right there.
Well, I think Drogon would probably just breathe fire and destroy all those fucking Hogwarts little bitches.
Right, which is why it would be so worth it. Like, I don't want to see it live. I don't want to see it on the screen. Holy shit. Oh,
awesome. I wish we lived in that world. That sounds like so much fun.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Go to the Goblet of Fire events right now.
Mark it down now. Tay wishes she lived in a world where she was cast as a prostitute.
Last.
Oh boy.
Holy crap.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, guys. Well, I'm getting a little sleepy because it's like 1 a.m. here.
Mm-hmm.
But this was amazing. I literally had so much fun, and I'm so down to do more if you guys are.
Perpetual invitation.
Yes.
Easily.
Yes. So we tend to do this every Friday about the same time.
Roughly.
Depending on technical difficulties. Sometimes it is us, actually, and not the guest. But yeah, just, you know, jump on diamondclub.tv, see if we're on. And if you feel like it, just call in. You have our Skype, so just call in.
Yep.
Oh, you have our Skype. This is so cute. I love it.
So it's like we're going steady now.
Yeah. Like we're like,
we just fell in love 6 times. Like your girlfriend didn't have to be worried before, but now that you've heard my lines.
Sorry, this is true. Like Taya spit her best game tonight.
Stephanie, this is your competition.
Yeah, this is.
Ask me if he's gonna take a shit.
Yeah. Come to South by So Wasted, and anytime Kent goes to the bathroom, make sure you're in line with him. That's all I'm saying.
Because Taya's gonna be next. You're number one or number two.
The line's not that long. I bet you can get away with it.
Wow. Oh, all right. Well, this has been an amazing evening with not just some random shitty Tay Allen out there floating around, or some random cool Tay Allen. No. This has been an amazing evening with the Tay Allen.
Thank you, guys. You guys are so nice. This was so fun. And you're so funny, and everyone's so cool. I love it.
All right, Chat Realm, any last words you would like to say before she clicks on the old bloop, bloop, bloop button?
Oh, that's assuming I know how to turn this off.
All right, but before you go, before you go, Tay, in case for whatever, I don't even know how it would be possible, but if they're not following you on the Twitters or on the social medias, or they have never heard of you, or like, I don't know how. Okay, but we're just going in the realm, since we're making up stories and shit. So if someone has never heard of the Tay Allen, how do people find out where you are and catch up on your stuff?
I love it. So yes, the Tay Allen, A-L-L-Y-N. That's always a doozy. And then follow me on Instagram, the Tay Allen. My Facebook is Tay Allen Pop Girl. And that can get really awkward. But for all of you watching right now, anyone who sends me a friend request to my personal Facebook, I will accept you because let's be honest, like that's real life, that's friendship. And you can search Tate, T-A-T-E, Allen, A-L-L-Y-N, because I was getting a lot of requests, so I had to change it up a little bit. And yeah, if you're feeling like really spicy and audacious, you can follow my new Tate Allen stuff too, because that's going to be creepy and probably Ock metal. And that's T-A-T-E.
There we go. With the flourish. With the flourish.
I need to get better at that. Like, that's the one thing I should know how to do, and I fucking hate telling people where to find me. Okay, guys, follow me.
That was a bit... That's the next GIF right there.
Yeah, Matt, get on it.
Yeah,
Matt. That's going to be amazing.
Matt said, also, what's your Hotmail address?
TayAllen@hotmail.com. I don't have the business inquiries that all those fancy motherfuckers have.
Oh, man. All right, ma'am. Well, we will let you go. Thank you so much for stopping by. Feel free to come back by anytime you like. And if nothing else, we will see you at South by So Wasted.
Absolutely.
Oh, we will chop.
Yep. Thank you so much, Tay.
Bye. Love you guys.
Oh, so good.
And
so good.
Gone. Holy crap, man. That was amazing.
That was good times.
And I'm hearing myself in the echo.
That's your own
fault. Good job, Amos.
Look, shouldn't you just be happy like that I'm streaming anything at all? Like, because right now the video's kind of junk. It's actually a lot junk. Like, I can't even find the little thing here. I got this OBS thing figured out eventually. There we go. Your head's big as fuck, but oh well.
That is awesome. So anyhow, if you want to follow me, go to @RM_DelNoche on Twitter. I've been tweeting a lot more lately, so go there and see what I'm up to. Or you can go to ratebeer.com and look up username Del Noche and find out what I think about all kinds of beers. Where are you at, Amos?
Ethan Kane, @EthanKane on Twitter. And holy shit, like, I still cannot get you to get in frame here. I'm absolutely the fucking worst at this right now.
Well, that's why we're still in beta.
Definitely still in beta. Yeah, sit over to go all the way to the your left. No, the other left. So I must have meant right.
So my right.
Yeah, there you go. It's in reverse, but I can kind of see your face over the logo.
Amazing. This is why we're still in beta.
It is.
Holy shit.
It is exactly why we're still in beta.
And if you like that catchphrase, you can go to richardmisery.com/swag.
Falcon then says beta trending alpha.
Yes. Oh yes.
We don't
need to make
any
a
help.
Special Tay line of products.
Oh,
if we
man.
Can figure out the goddamn user interface on that thing.
Oh Jesus. This is awful. Like, everything was so set up before the show, and now it's not.
We might have to split this episode in two, or at least like edit the fuck out of this thing.
Yeah, that might have to happen. It's not cooperating. So anyway, you can follow the show @RitualMisery on the aforementioned tweeters. Holy shit! Like, why is this being so fucking difficult right now? You know, all right.
So
do you want me
to close the show while you're trying to figure out?
Yeah. Do that.
All right. So you can follow the show on Twitter @RitualMisery. If you have some ideas for us, you can go to ritualmisery.reddit.com and submit your ideas there. Or if you just have a link to some crazy shit on the internet that you want to show us, go to ritualmisery.reddit.com. You can also email us, podcast@ritualmisery.com.
There we go.
If you want to call and leave us a voicemail, I guarantee we will play it on the show. All you got to do is call 567-69-TRMPC. That's 567-698-7672. Of course, you can find all these links and more ways to support the show and give feedback at our website, ritualmisery.com. We also want to thank Kevin MacLeod for allowing us to use his music. So cool. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening.
Hey,
for Amos.
I got it fixed, man. Like, you're actually
you got
showing.
It?
Yeah.
Okay, right. You deliver the last line.
All
go
right.
ahead. Do it.
For Kent, for me, and for you, this has been your Ritual Misery Podcast.
And for Tay.
And for Tay.
See ya.
Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.